a bigger pillar than to a stone?
A stone is something. He's a vakraglin. Okay, so there's a story in Rashi that Rashi says why Lot wasn't makbid an machitza. It says Lot wasn't not makbid an avodah zarah. Rome was makbid an avodah zarah. Lot was not makbid an avodah zarah. So Lot was not makbid to rachat raglehim because Lot's not makbid an avodah zarah. That's Rashi in the beginning. Then Rashi said later a different reason. There's a student Rashi. Student Rashi, why Lot was not makbid an rachat raglehim in the beginning. See, Rashi in the beginning and rachat raglehim. Rashi said Rashi in the beginning. Hikbid, Rashi was in Hikbid, Shalom Lachnas Avarazor the Beisoy. But Lot was not Makbid. Lot was not Makbid. Therefore, Lot said, first Lino, then Rachatzu. Rashi in the beginning. Rashi later says it has a different reason. It says Rashi later, different reason that the Lot said that if they'll wash their feet right away, then the actually stone will say that they're here already a few days. So they're very, very bad for me, Mila. I'll make sure Rakhsu after they won't know that it came ready a few days. So Stir Rashi, everyone says Stir Rashi. Stir Rashi, Stir Atsuma, and now Pasha. Stir is at the beginning, it says Rakhsu Raglechem. So Ist Rashi, I load that matrix. Well, it's not makbid on avodah zarah. That's Rashi in the beginning. Rashi said later a different reason. The reason is that Lot said that if they'll wash feet right away, then stone will think that they're already here a few days and then they'll have tyrants on me. Mela, I'll make sure they won't rachatzu after. Still Rashi, right? Astira. Rashi, now Pasha, Astira. Rechash, Astira, Tzum. Right there. Today was very good story. Today was very good story. So there's the steer. Here's the Rashi. Here's the steer.
Now for
Teretz? Yeah, Teretz.
Are Rabbi's leaving it as a Shaila?
No, no, we'll see. For say Teretz.
I'll wait. No,
you have a Teretz?
I think so.
Say Teretz.
No, I'll wait.
No, I want to hear your Teretz.
Okay, so I would suggest that everyone is okay washing their feet. It says that he's not makbid on letting Avodah Zarah into his house.
Right.
So he lets it in, meaning wasn't bothered letting in Avodah Zarah. Avram was, meaning Avram stopped it at the door. Light let it in. Now, you want to know why he said first to rest, and then is because he didn't want everyone else to realize that. But he himself still didn't care about letting it in the first place.
That's what I said. This during Rashi in the parasha, why Lot was rachat raglehim afterwards? It's during Rashi. Rashi said in the beginning, Lot is not makbid an avodah zarah, not makbid mela. So it's okay having them going with rachat raglehim. The Rashi says later. A different sfera that Lord said that if they rock to right away, the stone will say they're going to hear a day or two, they'll be hatayin on me, Mila, I have to rock to later. So you see, maybe let's say your Teretz, it's saying, if you're makbid avodah zarah, then it doesn't matter this. Maybe I'll say, let me, if you agree with this, if you hold avodah zarah is usher, and that's it. Aser, you keep svaris. What they'll say? Aser, aser. Maybe if it's makbid aser, this svaris doesn't matter. They'll think I'm there a day or two. Aser. Maybe it won't. Yeah, but now that he's not makbid, now he has svaris to say. Oh, well, we'll see. A day or two, you know, they'll think.
Marhatar.
Yeah, Marhatar. If you're Abrazor, it's okay, Abrazor. If you're not so much Abrazor, then okay, then you have, as far as to say, a day or two, they'll wait, they'll No, I didn't see. Right. Okay. This is Rashi Pil'i Mo'in. We have no tshuva on. Yes, Rashi Pil'i. It says Rashi something Pil'i. It says Rashi a chalila lecha nasos kan davra. Says Rashi. Chulin hu lecha. Yomru kachu manaso. Shotif hakol tzadikim v'shoyim. Kach asisa dura madbol dura flaga. That says that Abraham Avinu is saying kach asisa dura madbol dura flaga. You made tzadikim and shoyim die together. That's your derech. Tell it. Dura madbol Hashem saved Noach and his children. He wasn't shotif hakol. Mazeh. Tell it. And Rashi said this twice. And now Pasha twisting twice. Avraham Avinu said it in the beginning, then says later, Avimelech said it twice. The same lashon says Avimelech. Avimelech says.
Rashi says that
Abraham
said Yoimi,
not
Abraham himself
says. Yoimi,
the Taka said it later in the
parasha. Yeah, but Noach said it, but Noach saying something not true. Hashem saved Noach. They don't know history. Hashem saved Noach and his children. That means that Hashem waited a week till Mashiach died, and he waited for the Mabul. He didn't. There was no tzaddikim. No one. They didn't learn history so well. They say that. Hashem, it's not true. Push it, not emes. Hashem saved Noach. Mishalach, he waited. Tell them.
He's not bothered by why they got destroyed.
They were all Resha. It was all Resha. The whole Dura was Resha, except Noach and his children and their wives.
Maybe he's saying that just like you want to give me a punishment, even though I didn't do anything wrong, so too. Maybe you punished everyone by the Dara Mabel and Dara Pagi, even though they didn't do anything wrong either.
No, that's not what it says. It says from Rashi, Kach Asisa. You did this. Saying you did this. You did Dara Mabel. You made everyone die. Kach Asisa. It's not true. Push it out.
It's
not true.
Like exaggeration?
It's not true. It's not emes. How can Abraham Avinu say something not emes? Kach Asisa.
He says, we're
going to
say that Hashem took us out to the Midbar to kill him. Is that the truth? It's not the truth. Anybody who knows history knows that Christ holded the ego. But it's still a chil Hashem because that's what people are going to say. So isn't Abraham saying the same derech over here saying, Yoimru, they're going to say. Not that that's the truth, but if you like, Chalila Lecha.
Yeah, but they don't know the history. The Noach was saved. Hashem
like
made
it.
You don't tell the Tzorni Ador. Don't tell the Tzorni Ador. Says, don't tell the Tzorni Ador.
Where is it by
Rabbi Melech? Said the same thing later on. Same exact thing. He says.
It's a Madrash Sarash's poem.
Right. Kach asisa to a marble. Do I flog it? Right. Chinam, you make everyone die. Chinam.
Rashi phrases that so. Afan yomer sharaktam alay dover. Kumei sharaktam asin. And now it's all clean.
So Avnach thinks that everyone. Dura Mabel was a tzaddikim. He doesn't know that everyone was stealing, everyone was going, the whole Dura was chamos and everything. He doesn't know that. He thinks he made a mistake in the history of the world. He thinks that, yeah, there was tzaddikim, I'm sure him, Hashem made them. It's like a bilbul.
The question is, what was he thinking?
Yeah, what do you think?
Can there be a few more tzaddikim?
It can't be. Hashem would have saved them.
That can be the last thing. If they'll say it, just like to make it clear, to make it, that's good
with the last. Okay, but it wasn't true.
Where did Avram say this? What pasuk is that?
In the pasuk Achalil Alecha, in the pasuk after Rashi in Perak Yudches. Okay. So let's say something. There's a few words that are Cholam Bayis in this parasha. We have to say what the rabbi said. It's just because it's an our parasha. So it says here, Hashem Shina Mifnei Hashalom. Sarah said, how can I have children? Sarah said, Adon is our king. Avraham Avinu is our king. Mela, I can't have children. Adon is our king. And Hashem made a shinui to Merba Matzia. Hashem told Sarah what Avraham said. Hashem told Avraham that Sarah said, Nizakanti, I'm our king. So it says in Gemara, but Matzia, Rashi says also, Hashem Shina Mipnei Hashalom. So Rav Chaim Shlevitz asked on this Gemara, Rashi, Lachora, why would there be not Shalom if Sarah said Abraham is Zaken? Abraham is Zaken. Abraham is 100 years old. He's Zaken. It's a true thing. Abraham would be mocking at Sarah that he said Abraham Zaken. Abraham would say, wow, Sarah, how do I say this? No, Avram will not be Machpin at Sarah Bechlal. Avram is Zakeh, he's 100 years old, so it's true. So when Rav Chaim said at Dover Nura, that Avram had no Kpeda, there will be Shalom, at Shalom Legami, but there will be a Mashu move in his heart that Sarah said, I'm old. A Mashu. Nothing, no, there will be Shalom Legami, Shalom. Everything will be Shalom, 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 but there will be a Mashu move in Avram's heart. She said, I'm Zakeh. That's called Shalom. He did this word. Shalom means totally Shalom. Totally. Everything, 100%. Nothing, not, no mashu, a fraction of that Shalom. Not fraction. That's everything Shalom. Maybe there will be a fraction, a microscope, where it would say that Avram's heart moved a mashu when she said, I'm Zakeh. That can't be. He did this word. Mago. Here's this word, Misinai. Torah Sinai. See, the Holy Rebbe, Rav Nochum, said on the Hesped, Rav Chaim, that whatever he said is Sinai. We're hearing Torah Sinai. This is what Rav Nochum, the Holy, said on Ashver. This is Sinai. If you have a mashu, a fraction move, it will be Shalom. There will be no arguments. They'll be happy together. They sing Eshchal Miyimsa. Everything will be good. But there will be a mashu in its heart. Not Shalom, Mila, that's called Mipnei Shalom. You live for it. Mashu. Mavil. It was worth going to Eretz Yisrael to hit this word. Only this word. This word alone. That Shalom means Shalom the Gamri, not Shalom 99%, 0.9. It has to be Me'achus. Nothing missing B'chlal and Shalom. It's beautiful. But then there's another word of Ari Sori Shtacha. So Rabbi Matzia says, I saw Ishtacha. The Ma'ach HaShoyis knew what Sarah was. But the Chaviv al-Baila, the Ma'ach HaShoyis want Sarah to be Chaviv al-Abraham Avinu. So Rav Chaim says, Shalom Abraham Avinu. The Ma'ach HaShoyis, he's 100 years old, 90 years old, living like Ma'ach HaShoyis all the life. They have to have Chaviv al-Baila. Yes. Every Zug has to have Chizuk. We have to have Oros Chizukim every day. To have a chabad by every day chibur. I say we will say later, and another time that we have to see a maila every day in our life. One maila, one maisa or maila every day. Just be alert to just observe what she's doing, how she acted, how she spoke. One maila katana every day, just to be some leif to maila every day. That's then we have to be olen. We have to be Ole in Chibur, not just, okay, we're married, it's good, fine, it's nice, we're happy together, very nice, and that's not good. Because the Goyin, there's a very famous Goyin here. The Goyin Mishle says that in life, everything goes up or down. Nothing stays the same. Orechaim lemala lemaskil. You have to go, always go up, always move up, moving up. So how do you move up in marriage? You're happy together. She's happy. You're happy. Niflamoy. You have to see a mala katana in her every day, as a chizuk in the chibah. Yeah, beautiful. Marvel. And Rabbi Finkel told me I once got him a shas rav de rava. Pamachad once my life. He put him that, but there was one rav de rava. So and this rav de rava, Rabbi told me that Chaim Shmulevitz found his wife kol yom b'yom 10 miles. If he told me 10 a day, he told me it's a big darga, that darga gedola. But he's telling me that was the dagger, 10 a day. Okay, so first one a day. It's just one chizuk of every day, a maila, a maisa, that will be for us very, very, very kosher. Okay, two breitim on the parasha. Chaim said this every Shabrachas. He spoke Shabrachas. He said this all the time. I swear to him many times. This is two breitim. Of Mipnei Hashalom and the word of Chibah, I saw Ashtecha. Okay, fine. So now, so there's a big Yisod, We have the Maketov. Maketov is the Ikra of life. Because the Torah is the Ikra of life. That's the Ikra of life. The Maketov. We have to be Mezbainin and the Maketov. Our wife, Efrat, our wife, married us and is helping us all our life. And this is the biggest soul. The more you make your talk to her, the more she'll be happy with you. She'll do everything with cheshek. People tell me, the wives, no cheshek. They have children here and there. No cheshek, they lose cheshek because they're every day, children, diapering, everything, all times, working, everything is lose cheshek. So what's this sod? Sod is if the Baal's makir tov to her, that gives her cheshek. How much you makir tov to her is her cheshek. You have to thank her. Not the same words, different words all the time, praising her and thanking her in different words, but be'emes, not like faking, be'emes. Then wife's happy and with cheshek. So nerve. So this way you got a big Rebbe, Ramush Einstein. He's a big chashuva, a gav rabba. So this gav rabba said that their marriage has three A's. Has A. So one A is to appreciate her. That means appreciation means every day seeing what she does, thanking her, praising her. A is appreciation, and the second A is affection. And the third A is attention. Three A's. We have to be all our life in those three A's. Attention, affection, appreciation. To always thank her. We have to be not the life is like little mother. Yeah, again, Shabbos, again, Sukkot, Pesach, again, everything again, yeah, again. You know, everything. Yeah, so how do you make life have time with the Makatov to sing everything a chiddush? And she did something today. She did something, her Avoba, a big Gavarabba, Rabboba spoke in the mirror many years. Rabboba has a quintress of the Chassanim. She says a very big Kiddush. Says, a wife is trying to get your attention. She's trying to get your attention. Yeah, Kiddush. She puts on a new tablecloth, is to get your praise. She made a new kugel, she made a new dish, she bought something new, she bought a new salad. That's to get your attention. Wow, new salad. Hear this? So if you're sleeping, then you're sleeping, that's it. You're asleep, then life is nice. But if you're alert, you see, whatever she does, is to hear the dirt. So no, she does something, she changes the bedding, changes the linen. She did that moment, they changed the sheets. She says, she's waiting for you to say, wow, it's new, very nice. He would the Kiddush. His Kiddush. Marvel. She changes the bedding. She put on a new pillowcase. That means she wants to say, well, Birkes, hear this? You hear the Chiddush? Nothing. So we can give her Cheshek by just being aware of what she's doing, how the house is moving, everything house is moving, what's happening in the house. Just, you have to be alert. If you're sleeping, then Chalilah, it's not good. If you're alert, you see how she's doing, whatever she's doing, and thank her, appreciate her, that gives her Cheshek. There's a famous Chasam Ish. The Holy Chasam Ish says that Isha, what she wants in life, one thing. Chay b'nei b'ayla. That's what she wants. Only one thing. She doesn't want. She wants chay b'nei b'ayla. Chay b'nei b'ayla. She wants chay. That's what she wants. That's her equal life. Maybe she doing everything to get chay. Making the new food, something new salads or something new. She put on a new dress. Well, new dress. This dress, and she put on everything new. And whatever she does is to get your attention. Hear this? Is so. So it's chaval. If we are sleeping, then again. If we're not sleeping, we can make life exciting. Life is exciting. Praise her. This is new. This is very good. Praise her for whatever she's doing for you. Appreciation. Appreciate her. Write her a note. You'll laugh at this. Write a note. Thank you for marrying me. That's all. Very nice. Five words. I'm so happy with you. Thank you that you married me. Oh, very nice, no? Very nice. Just to take a nice paper, not like paper, it's not paper. You have to have a pair of nice paper. You have to buy, they sell it in the store. Nice paper with pairs, nice with flowers on it, nice paper, and say, I'm so happy with you. That's all. Five words. I'm very happy with you. That note will, she'll say, wow. She won't tell you. She'll think, wow, I'm happy. Maybe happiness is totally, we're the ones that make happiness. If we can thank her and appreciate her and be alive, we have to be alive in life, not be sleeping and chalila, not alive. Alive, that's all. Very nice. There's a holy Tanya named Rav Chiya, famous Tanya, Rav Chiya. Maybe a Gemara Yibamis. I don't think Gemara Yibamis. But the Gemara, thank you very much. The Gemara Yibamis says something very, very chashu. I think this is the most chashu. Even the more than Nesra in Yibamis. So the Gemara Yibamis says something very, very chashu in Yibamis. The Yibamis says that Rabbi Chiya, Pella, Rabbi Chiya had a wife who caused him sorrow. Don't know why, some reason she wasn't so well or something, and she always caused him sorrow. And still, Rav Chiya would buy her things, would buy presents. Or Tzama Kimu Amun Aleph, Rav Chiya would always buy presents for her, Always son. We have to buy presents. We buy what we buy. Yontiv, Chiyav to buy. We should buy always. Rav Chiya bought always presents. Even though she made him tsar, the Gemara says, Rabbi Chiya, have come and tsar led the bisu. Your wife caused him tsar. And I'll tell you a dogma. What tsar? Here what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, who was the wife of Rabbi Chiya? Her name was Yehudis. Yehudis. So Yehudis, his wife, had difficulty in giving birth. So they had two sets of twins. They had two boys and two girls, the Gemara says. So Yehudis had difficulty in giving birth, so she dressed up as a different woman. She made a disguise, went to Rav Chiya, and asked Rav Chiya, Pella, Rav Chiya didn't know who she was. Pella. How could that be? I mean, Rav Chiya doesn't know who she is. The stipler had a petek on the outside of his house. The petek said, if you're not wearing tzitzis, don't go in the house, because he's going to scream at you. Because you're wearing a suit, a jacket, a tie, no tzitzis, he'll yell at you. Many type of nose. So Rav Chiya is a big tanner, doesn't know, okay, Pella. So his wife came and asked him, is the Isha Chayiv in Puruvu? He said, no, not Chayiv. So this Isha went, and she drank something, some type of mashke, and she lost her ability of children, the Gemara says. So you see, she's not a simple woman here, not a simple woman here. And he's buying her presents all the time. He's always buying presents all the time. So Rav was a nephew, famous Rav nephew. So Rav says, Mar, why is Mar buying presents? Amalei, Rav Chaim said the Gemara many times. Rav Chaim Shlomo says the Gemara, I heard it many times. He says Dayenu, raising our children and saving us from chet. So Mila, he's makatov to her. Mila, that he had a big aliyah. He was a big tanya. See, Nishami, it says that Rish Lakish was very, very, very wanted to see Rav Chiya. Wanted to see him. Rish Lakish lived after Rav Chiya. So Rish Lakish fasted 300 Tanesim to see Rav Chiya b'chalom, or something, some type of, and he wasn't zochah. He said, he's too high for you, even to see b'chalom. So Rav Chiya was a big person. Rav Chiya was makatov. We have to become makatov to our wife, everyone we can, but wife befrat, then there'll be a big hatzacha. Okay, now we'll say, maybe say Marna Durin. I'm bringing Marna Durin. So thank you very much. So the Marna Durin has a very famous piece, Rabbi Kiva. Say the here Rabbi Kiva. Kiva was a big Tana, Otzim, Oed. Moshe Rabbeinu says he doesn't know why Hashem gave Torah to him. Moshe Rabbeinu says he doesn't know why. Why not Rabbi Kiva? See, Moshe Rabbeinu says Rabbi Kiva is more worried than him to get Torah. Something not going right. So Rabbi Kiva, the famous Gemara, the Rabbi Kiva married the daughter of Kalba Savua. Kalba Savua was the big usher, and Rabbi Kiva's wife Rachel wanted to marry him, so she married Rabbi Kiva, and her parents were not masking to this. Her parents were not masking to this, and they made her neder to have no hanu. She's their big usher, no hanu abechon. Towards a big pillar. Right? This isha can marry a big tam tochem. Why is she marrying a royal tzoyin? So I think it says in the aquarium, she saw his midos. He was very good midos. She saw, I'll make him a big gadol, and I'll have it. So it says in the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva married her. The parents weren't there at the wedding. She did not ask at the wedding b'chol, and they had no money b'chol. They had no money b'chol. So the Gemara has two stories here. Two stories in that Nun and Durin. That's two ma'aseh. One ma'aseh was that Rabbi Kiva that they. See, Hashem sent Eliyahu HaNavi to them. Hashem sent Eliyahu HaNavi to them. Rabbi Chaim was very misplaced. Eliyahu HaNavi comes to Roy Tzvain. They're a big schus. So comes Eliyahu, and Eliyahu says that my wife gave birth, and haven't got straw to cover the baby. So Kiva told his wife, you see, the Ran says, and Durin, the holy Ran says people have nichem if people are worse than them. So they said, I have no straw, and we have straw. So Akiva told him, we have straw, we should make it off. Then they were sleeping in straw, and Rabbi Kiva, and they were all, it was very. She's a big bas ashirim. She grew up bashir. Now she has nothing. So Rabbi Kiva told her that when I get money, I'll buy you a takshit of Yushlaim. She'll like a big crown of Yushlaim. And he did as a. They even say like a Jewish. Rabbi Kiva promised his wife, I'll buy you a big takshit. And Rabbi Kiva has no money b'chol, nothing. He's only awesome, but the tax cost a lot of money. So, and the Gemara says here that Dafnuim, Hashem made six miracles for him to get money. got money with miracles. This she didn't work. Maybe the school state told her, I'll buy it for you. No, when I get money. See, why did he say that? He's Makatov. She married him. He's his only son. So because he's Makatov to her, he's buying you that Takshin Hashem gave him six miracles of getting money. Very warm, but something, all them, you see, all them miracles at Sumim. So then she told him to go learn. And he went and learned. So quite a pillar. How could she's alone? She has no parents and not with her. She has no money, and she is telling him to go learn. She'll be alone. Has she had the koyach of telling him to go learn when she'll be alone, no parents, no money, no house, and nothing? What koyach is there to give her koyach to say go learn? Tell her. Maybe we can say koyach is she saw he's back at all. He's back at all. Whatever she's back. He said, I'm going to buy you a takshin. He has no money in the farm. I'll buy it for you. And he's back at all to her. Back at all to her, she has koyach. This A appreciation, appreciating her, being back at all to her, that gives her koyach. Mila, he went and learned 12 years. Then he came home and stood at the door and heard her telling a shochet, he can learn 12 years more. And Rav Chaim Shlevitz said, famous, and Rav Gifted said, all same Gifted spoke in Mir a few times, and he said this. I heard him say speak. He said, Rav Kiva did not go in. Just say shalom, how are you? Look, nothing. He was not going in the house, just went back 12 years more. So there's that, why her Makatov, what happened to him? And Rav Shlevitz said, he said, that was the first psak he did in his life. He passed things in his life. Aguna, all shalas in the world, but this psak, not go in, that was the hardest psak in his life. Not go in, go in. She sent you to learn. You be Makatov to her. No, not going in. Why? What's this time? They both said, Rukhaim said, a gifter said also, same for Tazra Shivas. 12 plus 12 is not 24. It's the whole Nimitzis. 12 and 12. To have 24, it's under the belt. Ramosh Yarn Stern was a very Chashev Pratyah. He quite said something emes. Moshe Einstein said that after Chav Dalat Shanim, she'll know that he was standing at the door 12 years and didn't go in. So she has a taina. Why don't you go in? If you have a taina, why don't go in? If you have a tzar of an isha, any tzar, mashu, is docha 12 plus 12. So 12 is nice for it, but not docha tzar isha. Here, tzar isha is the highest in the world. Can't make a tzar ever. No tzar ever. If she'll have tzar made kora, it's not. It's. He must go in. So he knows. Nothing. Zero. Like Malach Hashem. She alone 12 years. No work. No parnasa. No parents. Nothing. Life of like nothing. But she's muskim, maskim b'leiv shalim. To have him not go in for 12 years. Dagger. So what's this? So Makatov. He's Makatov to her. And he said at the end, Li Lachem Shalom, it's all yours, it's all hers. And that wasn't that memory at the end. That was all the years of it. He held, and she felt it. She Israel Chiddush. She and him were together. Not physically, but spiritually. They were together. She and him were together all the years. Since Memila, she's Mukhan, 24 years, learned. I'm very happy. So we have to be back to our wife. That's the thank her, but really thank her, and thank her, appreciate her, whatever we can, praise her always. Always praise her because she's living on this. She's living on our chaim, like it says, chaim bein baila. She has chaim bein baila. So she wants chaim, and we give her chaim. That's her life. Give her chaim, make her life happy. We can make her happy. See, there's a Mashkiach of Slabodka. Once spoke to him, Rav Ram Pollack, big guy, a Talmud Rav Isaac Schiff. So he told me, I once spoke to him, the only one person can make a wife happy, a Baal. Not no one else. He is the one can make her happy, nothing else. We have to make her happy. That's the so praise her and thank her, hold her for her. Be alert what she's doing every day. Food and everything in the house, children, be alert and be happy with her and praise her, and then we'll have a life. And then we'll learn well. We'll learn well. Be happy. To be happy, we'll be happy. It'll be a life for Nifla. This is a big soul. Be makitov to her, appreciate her. But always, not just once a week or and once a year. Every day, appreciate her and thank her. And tell her how happy you are with her. Always. And I mean it. And then there'll be life from this one. Shesh help us have do this and there'll be life from Bikat Sofa. You also say some one word and the Akedah. That Akedah, there's a big Nisayan, the Akedah, in our parasha. What's an Nisayan? Dave should told Avram, being Kurban. About how to do it. What's the Shaila? For sure, Pshita. What's an Nisayan? The Nisayan is he did it with Simcha. This is insane. He wasn't Maharia. The saying was not doing it. Avad he'll do it. Avad Hashem said, Avad he'll do it. Well, what's an insane? The saying is, it's doing it happily. Abram has a big kasha. How could it be? You told me a stira. You told me that my zera is Yitzchak. Now tell me this says in Rashi at the end. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amla Avram, Afarish Esichasi, Esmo Matali, Ki Yitzchak Zera. Then tell me Kachla Es Bencha, Astira. So, but Avram had Astira. Avram doesn't ask. Avram says. Avram, it says, Avram is going, yeah. Avram, hayaholech, beratzin, besimcha. This is insane. Ratzin and simcha. Not okay, I'll do it, but yevet. No, Hashem knows what he's doing. Everything you do, beratzin and besimcha. That's insane. Avad he'll do it, but simcha, ratzin. You have to know. You have to be moving by Hashem. Whatever he does is good. You don't know. Can't understand everything, but what he's doing is good. Everything is good, but simcha and beratzon that Hashem will give us a big hatzlacha.
When Abraham said that Hashem,